This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is wrapping up a two-day visit to the U.S. Later today, he'll hold a joint press conference with President Trump in Washington. The U.S. is the main contributor to the NATO military alliance, and Trump, like presidents before him, has called on the other 27 members of the group to spend more on defense. Sally Herships has more on this story.
NATO members that are closer to Russia tend to be more willing to spend more on defense. George Benitez is a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council.
The countries that are closer to the Russian border feel the threat much closer and much more willing to increase their defense spending.
Lithuania and Latvia said a few years ago it would take a decade to reach NATO's spending goal of spending 2% of GDP on defense. But Moscow has been assertive lately. Now they say they'll get there in a couple of years. Some countries, like Spain, are broke. Germany has money, says Catherine Blakely, senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. But
there's a great reluctance in Germany to spend a lot more on the military. There's a great reluctance among other countries in Europe to have Germany spend a lot more on the military.
But it's also important how the U.S. approaches NATO leaders like Angela Merkel. Nicholas Burns is former Undersecretary of State.
And if the American president is out there pressuring her publicly, it's not going to go over well with many Germans.
President Trump will have another chance to get his message to NATO leaders when they meet in Brussels next month. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.